Hello, hello. Welcome to another week. How are you doing?
How am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm doing good. We're not going to talk about the Try Guys this week.
Right?
We're
Yeah.
keeping our promises. We're keeping
I
our
am
promise.
thankful for new topics, put it this way. We just had Canadian Thanksgiving. Everybody yam off their belly full. And we gave thanks and showed our appreciation, and we are going to humbly move on instead of beating a dead horse.
Yeah, I will. Although I will say though, I wish it wasn't this. Like, not like this. This topic makes me sad.
You're very triggered.
I have no patience.
You're very triggered. I
I need to
honestly.
watch myself a little bit this episode.
Yeah, but I suggest you do.
Okay.
I mean, like. I'm very like, when I see certain bullshit, I just disassociate, you know? Like, okay, before we even get into it, welcome to another week of this Black Girl Podcast. I am your host, Lola. You can find me on Instagram at ola.miss.lola, or you can follow the page at This Black Girl Podcast. I'm joined by the Mister,
Hello.
aka Pretentiously Crass.
I'm drinking coffee. Hi.
I mean, better. You better. So yeah, let's talk about this week and the triggeringness of this week. Because like I saw it and I heard about it and I was just like officially like wiped my hands clean. I was like, not my circus, not my monkeys, not my circus, not my monkeys, and I just literally exited the conversation. You know, like that meme of Grandpa Simpson walking into the brothel, seeing Bart leaving, and then like he put walks in, puts down his cap, he sees Bart, he's like, oh, he picks up his cap and he like leaves.
Bro, my thing that's wild to me is so many people are like walking in like Grandpa Simpson, and then like instead of walking out, they just get like angry eyebrows and then keep walking into the building. And I'm like, why?
I can't honestly.
Why?
For the essence of self-preservation and self-care, I cannot consistently engage with outrage content,
True.
and I refuse to be goaded by like pathetic people who are just like who like no, I no, my I'm saving my anger for, you know, dying babies, you know, the lack of clean water in Flint, Michigan, still, you
Yeah.
know, like the protests happening in Iraq,
Yeah,
like,
true.
or is it Iran? I don't want to miss, I don't want
That's
to misquote.
Iran.
Okay, in Iran, like I have other places that are of more value
Yeah.
to place my anger.
Like, yeah, we might be on the verge of nuclear war, people, to get super real. Like,
Like,
Russia and Ukraine
right?
is not gonna stop anytime soon,
Yeah, I was gonna be like, the war's
so.
not over. Like, there's a lot
No,
of
it's not
things.
gonna
Like,
stop.
we are still in a housing crisis.
Yeah.
You know, climate change. Like, there's a lot of topics that really could garner my outrage and my focus. But unfortunately, we're gonna be talking about Kanye West. Like,
Yeah.
okay. Everybody knows he's everyone's problematic fave. You know, problematic, quote unquote, genius.
I mean, even for me personally, it's like
Yeah.
after I don't know how he can stand up being someone's like problematic favorite after Donda 2. Like, I don't think anybody was moved by Donda 2 at all. It's kind of an afterthought.
Yeah.
Like, thank God, like he kind of like shot himself in the foot for its release, bro. And also, shout outs to the Twitter mods for like cutting off Kanye before he really fucking hurt himself.
Bro,
Because
like,
I'm just saying, he was
hold
he
on, hold on. You're
Sorry.
getting way too ahead of yourself,
Okay,
sir.
okay.
Simple recap of why we're even talking about Kanye West for people who don't go on Twitter and don't follow pop culture. You already know who Kanye West is, aka Ye, aka Mr. West. Very prolific rapper. Has been struggling for the past number of years with mental health. Also a fashion designer for Yeezy. What else? This okay, he had his fashion show recently for Yeezy Season 9, in which he had his models and himself along with... Sorry. I meant to say Candace Owens.
Yeah.
Wearing shirts that say White Lives Matter. Obviously, that did not sit well with a number of people who had spoken out, made tweets, people liked tweets, whatever. One person in particular is a Vogue editor named Gabriella, who just said, like, I understand what he was trying to do, but that wasn't it. That was not the way.
Yeah.
And he, like, literally attacked, like, her looks, how she dresses, like, just literally just start bullying her and harassing her. Unprovoked, because she didn't like his quote-unquote vision. And apparently they've made up since then, but, like, it's just been a mess since then. It's increased to the point that he's made anti-Semitic comments, and Twitter was like, nuh-uh, mm-mm, we trying to keep our stock up and charge Elon all his coins. Don't do that. Mm-mm, not before our sale. So they kicked him off for a little bit to cool off. And that's kind of somewhat where things are. I'm literally glossing over a lot. There's other nuances. I don't care enough. I don't care enough.
Well, I think it's important to also, like, I think that, like, one important thing not to skip in the summary is, like, I think the reason it got kicked off of Instagram, because, like, mm-hmm. he hadn't been on Twitter. He's kind of, like, forced onto Twitter
after Fair he got enough. Kicked
off of Instagram.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's correct.
But okay. He got forced onto there after having just a madman's conversation leak with Sean Combs, Puff Daddy.
Oh, yeah. With
who basically with just came
Diddy,
out.
Diddy, a.k.a. Love.
Yeah. Who basically just came out and said, like, hey, man, it seems like you're really going through it, and, like, I want to help you out. And then, like, went on another anti-Semitic spree in the chat.
Yeah.
And that's what got him. And I think either he leaked it or somebody else leaked it.
And but Zuckerberg got was off. Like, nope.
Yeah, clapped the cheeks, got him out.
Yeah.
And then was forced onto Twitter. Elon Musk said, we're happy to have you. And then other things happened, and yeah. then it was like, ooh.
Yeah, actually, never mind. JK, JK, JK.
Yeah. That actually happened, too, because Elon's next tweet was, I had a conversation with Kanye, and it seems like it really sunk in. No joke.
Okay. All right. Cool story, bro. Cool story. But, and it kind of, and I'm going to loop back to the initial statement at the beginning of this segment is, I don't want to subscribe to outrage culture. Like, usually there is always, as much as we want to be like, oh, maybe sort of, there's always a project tied to whenever Kanye West is having certain, what could be described as mental outbursts, manic episodes. It all, like, no matter how hard we try, it's always attached to a project. And so, like, I'm tired. I can't, like, I want to care. I don't want to be like, I don't care about somebody who clearly has mental health issues. I want to care. I am not fully equipped, and I'm not emotionally, my cup is not emotionally full well, to contain that shit.
I definitely get that, but, like, one of the, there's two, I think, more interesting angles on this story. And mm-hmm. one is, like, why does it take, well, I don't want to say why does it take anti-Semitic spree to get him kicked off of Twitter or whatever.
Yeah.
But the real question is, like, how do you stop somebody that has that kind of money from not just going out and just doing problematic shit all the fucking time?
Yeah.
Because there's one thing, he kicked off of social media or whatever, and I do think it was the right move to kick him out. Yeah. Like, it's clear that he's not in a right state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty obvious. Yeah. And he's not saying things that are good. He's saying things that are hurtful.
Well, the reason why, like, I guess I'm just so over it is because seeing the White Lives Matter shirt obviously was a goat. I like to goat at people, to bait people. And it's just like, look, Black Lives Matter was a movement of such importance. Yes, it got fucked over by people who were exploiting it for money. And it put the ick on the organization, like some organizations that are currently doing damage control due to the poor decisions of their members.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what it leaves. That's, you know, it left that feeling with a number of people. And they're valid to feel that way because that's, you know, that's not the point of the organization. However, to kind of go against it in such an extreme, extreme rhetoric of White Lives Matter is like, why are you playing, like, and then calling people goats, oh, you're programmed, you're sheep, you're this, and it's just
the like. The thing that's wild, too, is, like, he didn't even go, like, this is the equivalent of going with a hard R. Like, he had the soft pitch of All Lives Matter, and he was like, no, that's not good enough for me, bro. And the thing that's wild about it, too, is, like,
yeah.
I don't understand how anyone is looking at this realistically and trying to see any depth in it. Like, I just really don't see how this goes beyond, like, literal 4chan trolling. Well, like, I don't, like, I feel like I did this when I was 14.
Well, I was gonna say, like, what this reminds me of, and I mentioned it to you, is, like, I really dislike that his quote-unquote attempt to, for whatever, reclaiming, repurposing, or whatever of the term, and then bringing people like Candace Owens on his platform and sitting down with fucking Tucker Carlson. Like, you are empowering a huge number of fucking racists, bro. And, like, where he can walk away and have his security and have his protection and go back to your little estate and stuff, there are people who are literally going to walk the streets, like, suffering for those repercussions.
Bro, there's already people going out on Twitter and just being, like, anti-Semitic on timeline, being like, yeah, no, Kanye is right. Jews do control the media. Like crazy shit.
Yeah, and I'm just like, and it's just like, it's shit like this that incites hate, and it's shit like this that incites violence. And, like, I don't want to just focus on just, like, the whole black side of it, because the anti-Semitic comments are just as bad. Like, you shouldn't, like, why?
I don't know how anyone could defend, like, okay, listen, as it happened, as it was happening, whatever, mm-hmm. if you want to come out and say this is supposed to be some edgy art piece for Kanye, sure, whatever.
Yeah.
But we're now living in a world where we know that he accused a long-term associate, I don't know if they're friends, of being, like, an agent of a conspiracy Illuminati.
Yeah.
Like, you can't look at that and then look at the White Lives Matter thing and, like, not understand what's happening here to me. Like, it just...
And then the other part, like, the thing that, like, still got me was the whole... When he was kind of going back and forth with people that are like, bro, you're a bully. Why are you harassing this woman? She's doing this, whatever. He's like, oh, what did he say? He said something stupid. It was like, Anna Wintour wasn't there for me when the Kardashians were kidnapping my children. I'm like, you mean raising your children?
Bro.
You mean, like, I never thought I'd be in a universe defending Kimberly Kardashian. But yet, here I am.
Bro, the same... Because
I'm like, what the fuck?
The same father that locked himself in a stadium for 8 months, like, Father of the Year.
Father that fucking got up and went to Wyoming and ditched his 4 kids. And is doxing where their children go to school.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Wild to me is, like, also the cult around him at this point. Because, like, so many people are not shaking this. And it's just, like, I'm sorry. There's, like, no... Like, being bipolar doesn't make you anti-Semitic. At some point, he decided to fully buy into the Candace Owens rhetoric. Hence her showing up there. Hence all this shit.
Honestly, and she makes me want to fucking throw up. Like,
If that's not obvious to you, you're delusional. Straight delusional.
Put it this way. I will say this with my whole chest. And I will say it to her face if I ever had the opportunity to do so. Candace Owens is a selfish, anti-black, boot-licking, booty-munching wannabe coon. Like, actually, like, I can't, like, she, there, and I hate feeling this way about somebody because it's just, like, I just don't like the feeling in general. And I do have a deep sense of pity for her that she feels as though in order to make way success and growth of her own, she has to do it dragging down and disparaging other people. Like, I think it's actually disgusting.
Yeah, it definitely is, not a good look, and...
Here's the reality. If the shirts were Black Lives Matter, and there weren't anti-Semitic comments, she would be on her program dragging Kanye West for filth.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Instead of smiling in his face, being like, hee! I can't wait for the supercuts of Tucker Carlson doing a complete 180 on his opinions of Kanye.
Bro, I guarantee you can find it right now on any clip of Fox Clips shows or whatever on fucking YouTube. Yeah. You can find clips of both of them dragging fucking Kanye West. Like you said earlier in this week, how did we get from Kanye West being on live TV telling people George Bush don't care about black people to him doing a fucking runway saying that white lives matter?
Bro,
when your black ass, if you were not a fucking billionaire, they would treat you like garbage, bro. Like, you don't understand that your fucking class is what's keeping you afloat. I'm a little butthurt by it. I don't like it.
Yeah, I felt like I was more butthurt at the start of this, but I feel like you're actually
That's why the I don't queen. Like talking about it. That's why I don't like I said, I don't like giving the outrage power. I don't like giving the outrage voice because then people are like, oh, what did he do? Let me look it up. And then guess what? His impression, his reach, everything has exploded. And then he's going to be like, oh, you see, I got all these eyes on me. I got all this influence. I'm yay. Like, no, fuck off. You are delusional. You need to be fucking committed.
Like
Britney, put it this way. Britney was what she lost. She was in a conservatorship for fucking 13 years when she didn't need to be. He needs to be.
That's true, actually.
Like, that's no actually very tea, true. And no shade.
I actually think that's, like, the other side of this. It's, like, also dark. It's like, how do you stop him from just absolutely self-destructing? Because there's really, like,
truly,
there's no getting off this path for him. Like, he's got no self-control. It's too compulsory. And, like, it's just been a downhill spiral since the tragic loss of his mother, to be honest. And it just feels like that's going to eventually make him follow her into the grave. And, like,
yeah,
that sucks. I really like his first albums. Like, I think he's a very talented artist when he's, like...
And he's
able to, like, fucking keep his head together enough to come up with a decent album.
And I agree. Like, I will never say that Kanye West is not a talented artist and musician. He is. But all of this outside, along the way, bullshit, the, like... all of this other stuff that's happening outside of the music and whatnot is just, it's too much for me. Like, before I used to be able to say, like, I can separate music from the person or the artistry from the person. Now it's at a point where I can't. It's too much to ignore. And therefore, I can't be subscribed to Kanye anymore. Like, it's just too much.
What?
It is what it is. Like, people have to know their limit, and I know my limit. I'm tapping out. I can't.
Well, do you want to take a break and change topics, or do you want to just, like, try to talk about something else?
No, we can still talk about, like, people self-destructing and causing a mess. Like, we saw what happened with, what's her name, fucking Gabby Hanna. It's the same fucking shit.
Yeah, true.
Acting out, doing the most for all this weird attention and whatnot. Talk about... saying, oh, my neighbors called the police to have a wellness check. It's like, yeah, because apparently you were screaming at the top of your lungs at night.
Yeah.
And people thought maybe you were dying or somebody was killing you. So, yeah, I would call the fucking police, too.
Yeah, that was some crazy stuff. Like, that was definitely another, like, it's very bizarre. And, like, I don't know who... It's so weird. I wish that social media companies would take more responsibility, but honestly, I wouldn't trust them with the responsibility to, like, actually figure out what to do about these kind of situations where somebody is clearly just, like, not well.
Yeah.
Just fully exposing themselves.
Yeah.
To the whole of the internet.
It's like, are you content churning or are you mentally ill? The algorithm can't tell.
Or is it both?
Like, right? That's, fuck.
That's part of the problem, is a lot of this is, like, the viewing of mental illness through the lens of social media. Like, those two things can't really be, like, separated, you know?
Yeah. Like,
especially because once you get big enough, it's not like there's... In the same way that there's haters around every corner, there's always going to be people who are going to be carrying your flag all the way to their grave.
Mm-hmm.
In every corner, too. And if you just have to, like, latch on to those people once you get big enough, like... It can be really, really bad for certain kinds of people. It's like a bad feedback loop.
Well, I was going to say, like, I've had friends and family. And I feel like this weekend was definitely just, like, a reminder of all of this. You saw me. I was triggered this weekend.
Yeah, you had a rough
this weekend. I was so fucking triggered. Like, I've had big, big emphasis on had, H-A-D, okay? People in my life who was very, like, social media needy. Who will, like, you know, subliminally post about people, about situations. Sometimes they'll at people if they want to be, and talk back and forth and talk shit on Facebook and on Instagram and all that stuff. And sometimes you'd be like, when you hear a 1-2 comment, you're like, oh, like, oh my, okay, sip that tea and keep going. But, like, when you're airing out your fucking dirty laundry on social media, or be like, my baby father ain't shit. My boyfriend sucks. My friend's a whore. And then 2 months later, you're out with the same people. Like, whoa. Are you, like, that to me was just like, are you good?
Like, if I figure, but here's the Mm-mm. thing, if I heard that story, I wouldn't hang out with either of the people, like, whoever was name-calling and the name-call.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, like, it shows me, like, either y'all are just fake friends.
Yeah.
And you do this for clout or whatever. Or, like, you're really sick in your fucking head, bro. Because it's like, how can you, and even to go further than that, you're out here dogging out who? Mother, you know, friend, man, mom, whomever. And then, but you want to be friends with me? Oh, no, I'm not having you, when you're mad at me, want to talk your shit about me online.
Yeah.
Because obviously you have no self-control, no discernment. Like, some things need to be kept off the fucking internet, bro.
Yeah, and honestly, like, it's wild how much, like... It's crazy how many people now there are where it's just, like, there's no line.
Like, at all.
If you can get a little bit of clout, there's just no line for them. And they'll just put, like, it doesn't matter. They'll just do it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It's crazy.
Like, I'm going to tell you a throwback story, okay?
Yeah.
This is a story where I was ready to go to jail, okay? I was ready. Because I was going to fuck somebody up. So, back in the day, I used to have my place, and I had roommates. And one day, I had to go to work, but the kiddo was sick. So I asked, I said, friend, can you watch kiddo while I go to work? I'm going to go to work for a few hours. I'm going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. I'm like, all right, thanks. Appreciate it. Because, again, kiddo was sick. And this is when they were, like, just a little babe, okay?
Yeah.
That would need, you know, supervision and care. Why am I getting messages on my way home from my job from fucking strangers? Okay? strangers. So this was back in like my semi-live streaming days, okay? I would live stream and my little niche in the corner of the internet and whatever. Okay. I'm getting fucking messages from those followers, okay? Still fucking strangers on the internet. Telling me what's going on in my home. And telling me that my friend has other friends in my home and that they're all drunk. And that, oh, you should check on so-and-so. They're acting crazy. I'm like, excuse me? They're acting how? They're acting where? Bro, I showed up and I'm pounding on my door because I left the key with them because I'm like, yeah, you know? Pounding on the door. I'm like, pounding on the door. I hear my little, ma'am. And I'm like, at this point, I'm ready to kick down the fucking door, okay? Yeah. And they finally open the door and I'm like, what the blank? It's good with you. And I see them with no shirt and they look frazzled and I'm like, where's my kid? Oh, she's just there. She's fine. Da, 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 da. I'm like, what are you doing? Because you're supposed to be watching. Oh, we were just hanging out. We're all just hanging out. The one guy that was there looked like he was ready to fucking shit himself, okay? His whole body was about to, like, evacuate his rectum, okay? He's like, oh, I told them not to. And I was making sure everything was okay. And I was making sure nothing happened to your daughter. I'm like, shut up. Why do you not have pants on? Because this is the third person. She had no shirt on. The friend had no pants on. And the guy is just there fully clothed, terrified. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, what is happening in here? What is happening in here? You're supposed to be watching a fucking infant. What's wrong with you? And she's just like, oh, like giving me such stupid excuses. And I remember I was just sitting in a chair and I just sat there and I was looking at my feet and they're like, oh, what's wrong? I'm like, I'm just talking to God right now and asking him to give me the strength to not drag you by your hair and toss your ass at my house. and they went, you know, white as ghosts. They're like, oh my God. Like, and I'm like, you need to really give me a minute because if not, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I took a minute and I was just like, you, get out. So the friend picked up their clothes, put on their pants, whatever, left the house. And I just looked at her and I was like, what is wrong with you? Like, what is wrong with you? And then they were giving me 80 types of excuses. That should have been the moment I was done with them. But you know when you... And this is the problem where it's like you... I'm done. I realize where I'm like, I'm done with the whole Kanye thing. It's like, you keep giving people with certain emotional, mental struggles chances while they continue to not give themselves that chance. They continue to not help yourself. You can't be generous and kind and loving with your time to fix somebody. Like, they need to want to fix themselves.
Yeah.
And help themselves, yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. But, like, you know, there's some people... Here's the thing. It's, like, it ultimately comes down, I think, to, like... I don't know, like, a lack of self-confidence. Because, like, I don't even know if I want to go, like, an armchair that much. But it's just, like, there's so much main character energy and so much megalomania in some of these people. They're just, like... You know, like, even between this Gabby and Kanye thing, there's this weird parallel of, like, yeah, I'm a warrior of God. Yeah, God told me the secrets. I know how to fix the world.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, thank you. Like, I don't know. It's weird how much there is, like, this weird crossover between, like, a lot of conspiracy and, like, this weird main character energy. Because it's, like, it takes a certain kind of person to really think, like, oh, I figured something out that nobody else figured out in 15 minutes of Google searching.
Yeah. Yeah, really and truly.
Like, that's caucasity right there.
Well, I was going to say, and the joke is, if it's on Google, somebody found it out before you to put it on Google.
Yeah, like, I know, Google, I know.
Doesn't just self-populate answers.
And it's like, the government doesn't want you to know, but also, here it is from Google. There you go.
Right? Oh,
like, it's really been SEO to the front page, but the government doesn't want you to know.
Right? Like, oh my gosh. It's, they should stick it in the back pages then. So people can fucking noclip and find the answer. It's so annoying. Like, I feel bad. A part of me feels bad about bitching about it so much, because you have been taught to have compassion for people who are mentally ill. And I try to have compassion for people who are mentally ill, but I also have a limited amount of patience for those who are mentally ill who are not trying to help their situation. Because I'm like, certain things I understand are 100% out of your control. You can't control what happens. Like, there's people with tics, you can't control those certain things. There are people with OCD, they can't control it because they're compelled. But certain things, I feel like people use and abuse mental health as an excuse for shitty, problematic, attention desiring behavior, and I strongly dislike it.
And like I was saying, it's also wild how there are no lines, because like, what's crazy to me too is like, how many people are trying to like twist themselves in the pretzels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really seriously seeing takes online like, well, he didn't actually literally shoot a Jewish person, so it can't be anti-Semitic. And it's like, where's the line of decency for you? Like, right? Really and truly, like, where is the line for you here? Because here's the other thing, is like, I understand having a sympathetic for people with mental illness, but you don't mental illness yourself into being anti-Semitic.
Absolutely.
And he needs to actually take ownership over that. And it honestly is crazy to me how people are going soft on that point, considering how many people lose their absolute minds if you say a single bad word about Israel. Yo. There's a lot of people who weaponize anti-Semitism, mm-hmm. especially against, like, Muslim women and dark-skinned women, especially in the U.S. Senate, but then are, yeah. like, completely ignoring this absolute bombshell where this guy's literally saying, like, yeah, I'm going to go crazy on a bunch of Jews.
Yeah. Like, yeah, absolutely. Like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, you... And,
if you're against anti-Semitism, I don't know how it gets more clear than this statement.
Yeah.
And, like, again, Twitter literally did this man a favor, because he was about to dig himself into deeper and deeper holes.
Yeah.
And the only reason you can have a conversation about what did he actually mean is because there was a 2% chance that he was going to say something that wasn't just going to be more anti-Semitic, and people are just latching onto it and just grabbing onto it as hard as they possibly can.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, there's no way a dude who just called, again, somebody he's known for a long time, like an agent, an enemy agent,
mm-hmm.
without going to go on a crazy tirade. Like, it was just.
And, like, I rate them, Diddy specifically I'm speaking about, for trying to check in on I don't even know if that's a friend, on a colleague, a peer.
Yeah, like, I assume they've hung out in the same room for a hot minute.
Yeah.
Just because they seem to know a lot of the same people.
For sure.
So, I also agree, like, it's super cool. It's
for sure.
And it's a very, like, nice gesture, especially when he's, like, clearly fucking losing his mind.
For sure. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I really respect him trying to rally around. But, like, also, at this point, he is very much so... I don't want to say he's beyond saving, but I genuinely think, even with what happened with, like, Britney Spears and stuff, I don't agree with how things went about, and I don't know what would happen, because now he's not married anymore, but there needs to be a conservatorship in place for Kanye West, because, yes, he has his bearings at times, but when he doesn't have his bearings, look at what's happening.
I mean, I don't want to necessarily go around spreading rumors that are not 100% confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
But, like...
Use the Randy Williams School of Allegations.
Allegedly.
Okay, good job.
Thank you. Allegedly, even when he is on his better terms, he still doesn't want to take the medication.
And I
like
know
an,
that.
And a complete unwillingness to try to get better like that. Like, I'm sorry, at some point, like, you have to start taking responsibility for
Well, and that's the thing. Like, if he wants to be a good father like he claims and do good for quote-unquote society like he claims, like, you have to take care of yourself first. Like, as a person who has their own health issues, I can speak personally how important it is to take care of yourself first and what happens to me when I don't.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, like, one of the things that I've, like, literally since July of 2021, like, the one thing I've definitely switched off in my body and people have noticed, and it's, like, it is, like, I want to say it... I don't want to say it weirds people out, but it definitely takes them aback, is that, bro, I'm chill. Like, literally, water off a duck back is my back, eh? Like, it's smooth. Like, when I realized that stress was a trigger for my illness and my wellness, I turned that shit right off.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot to turn it on. It was on this weekend, and you saw what happened to me.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? So it's like, I turn that shit off, and it's wild how people see my reaction, and they're like, how are you not upset by this? And I'm just like, I am. I don't like it. It bothers me. But I'm also not, like, I'm not giving that part of me anymore because I love myself more than fucking Kanye West.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much.
That's hard to do. That's quite an accomplishment to love yourself more than Kanye.
Well, you know what?
Just saying.
Kanye West don't keep me standing. I keep me standing, so I have to put myself first. And that also includes outrage. You know, like, I'm not going to give outrage and give power and give, like, reach to somebody who's not trying to, you know... I don't want to say better my situation because I don't want it to necessarily be a give and a take. But, like, if this is what you're giving, I don't want it.
I mean, here's my thing right now that honestly is maybe, like, the most disappointing part of this whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, let's be real. Like, the artistic decline of Kanye West. Like, what he's doing right now, like, it's just pointlessly edgy. Like, even this conversation that leaked out. With Diddy, like, the man literally did the classic keyboard warrior of, like, well, you're actually secretly on the payroll, say that to my face and you'll see what's coming to you, lol, JK, I'm gonna stay home. Like,
yeah, it's giving big edgelord energy. It's giving, he's not even trying, this, but it's giving, like neckbeard energy.
And I even think to say that, like, oh, it's always tied to a project. Like, I'm really starting to see this, like,
it's giving cool
Elon,
energy.
This Elon Musk style, oh, I secretly wanted to buy Twitter all along, you just didn't know energy. And it's really giving me, like, it's really sad how he's just, like, it's, you were saying before, like, oh, you're protected by your class or whatever. It's wild how money does whitewash people.
Yeah.
Because this is just divorced dad shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's really what it's giving to me. It's not even that it's planned. It's not even that he's trying to do something. It's just that, like, he's not happy that the kids are gone. He doesn't know how to express it. And so he's just lashing out in every single thing around him. And he's gotten really big into things that support his misogyny because he's really bad at Kim Kardashian.
Honestly, like... Homeboy just gives me the ick. I have the ick. And at this point, it makes me sad because it's like, I'm sure his creative mind could be better put to better use to wonderful, beautiful things that I would love to see. But I'm just so icked by it that, like, I just...
Assuming it's even there. Like, honestly, like, it's sad to say, but, like, it is true you can, like... not get it back. You can't, like, it could be that this guy's brain is just stuck on this mode now. It is a thing. That. Like, sometimes when you don't upkeep yourself, the damage cannot be, like, thrown back.
Irreparable
right?
damage.
Irreparable
we know
damage.
About that. We 100%. Know about that. Yeah, for sure. And it's just
just again, like, it's wild to me that people are trying to defend this whole situation when, like, it's even artistically bankrupt. Like, I don't understand what people, what kind of redeeming quality would see in this. Because I'm even here trying to hear takes of people saying, like, oh, he's trying to comment about, like, the music industry and stuff like that. And it's like, no duh, if you look back at history, right, Jewish people were the only ones who wanted to associate and would sign Black people who ended up making the best music and were the foundations for all the biggest record companies. That's just how this shit rolled out. It all rolled out because everybody was pushed out to the margins, but the margins are where you always find the best artists.
Right.
And so, like, I don't...
He wants to do hilarious, ironic, have hilarious, ironic... introspective moments like that, partner with Balenciaga. Balenciaga is now a meme luxury brand.
Bro, absolutely ridiculous.
They're literally a meme luxury brand.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that, like, I would assume people know this, but, like, I don't, nobody will ever associate Balenciaga with meme, but literally that's what they are.
Yeah, absolutely.
If he wants to do that and have that moment, partner with Balenciaga, because I'm pretty sure there's people on in that camp, at least, that if he's like, yeah, I want to make a shirt that says White Lives Matter, they'd be like, you know what? I think it'll hit more if you said All Lives Matter.
Like,
you know, and, like, save themselves out of that shit. You know,
like, yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah,
so it just... He definitely missed the mark. He's trying to do stuff and he's failing miserably. I hate when...
But this is what I mean. It's like, again, I think people are giving him too much credit. I don't even think he's trying to do something. I think he's a dog chasing a bone. I think he's just on pure go mode.
Maybe, but he's still trying to do something. This is what I'm trying to say. I'm not saying it's some deep cut mental jiu-jitsu thing. It's just he's failing.
Bro. What he's trying to do is save America. Like, that's what people need to understand. Like literally, why? Like, no, like, actually, like, this is why he's trying to run for president again. This is why he's lashing out. This is why he's a warrior of God. It's because he's literally here to save America. Bro. He told you on Tucker Carlson, he's a warrior of God.
I don't watch Tucker Carlson. I will never know.
Okay? I've only seen the clips.
I was going to say, I don't watch that program. I am not subscribed. Fuck that man. Oh my God.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to make you stressed out.
No, it's okay.
Again.
I'm not stressed. I'm not stressed. I'm just saying, like,
but
he gives me the same ick that gives me.
But it just shows you how many people are living in their own delusional worlds, though. Like, really, truly. Like, they see the delusion. They're like, yeah, I can be delusional with him. Because, like...
But not even that. Being delusional is great. Being delusional is great, but not that delusion. That is a whole different nightmare.
I don't know. It's crazy. It's really, truly crazy. Because, again, like, no joke. Like, that's the level where this guy's at. This guy is in, like, a deep megalomania phase right now. Like, this is where he is. And to act like it's not is, like... You know, like, this man's literally thinking that, like, an edgy t-shirt is going to bring America together. Like, it's giving, like, bizarro main character energy.
You know what
you
want to know what it gives me? The shirt gives me anti-social social club vibes. That, I feel like that's what he was trying to do. Like, anti-social social club, but, like, with the, just done
but
very wrong.
But for three free thinkers, man.
Super wrong. Super wrong. Like, anyways. Okay, you give me your last thought, because I'm done.
No, it's fine. I just want to reiterate again that it's like, anyone who's trying to look at this whole outburst that's been happening and trying to find some kind of logic and artistic merit, I really, really think you need to take a step back and reflect and really think about the man who's producing these things, because I'm telling you, there is no intent.
The like, merit is an L.
Yeah.
That's it. That's
the merit is a demerit, okay? you owe us now.
Oh my gosh. With that being said, I'm going to reiterate what I said at the top, in the middle, and now I'm going to say it at the end. Self-care is super important, as well as mental health and, you know, emotional care. And sometimes you want to be able to support and assist your loved ones, and the reality is not very many of us are not equipped to do so. And you have to know your limits of what you can and can't handle. And there's no point in syncing with them. Like, if you know you are beyond the capabilities of helping somebody, I'm not saying to let them necessarily drown, but go call a Coast Guard, lifeguard, somebody who's a better equipped to handle the situation. Please don't let it be the police. They're not equipped. They're never equipped. Don't mix what I'm saying. Use 988. Please don't use 911. Use 988. And look to important mental health resources.
And I think it's also, like, you know, it's a good time to step back and reflect. Like, Johnny Depp revealed to us that if you're in a happy relationship where you respect each other, you're probably doing better than you're probably doing a little bit better than you think, even when compared to these ultra wealthy people. And I think Kanye West is now showing that, like, if you can wake up and you're not compulsively obsessed with your ex, you're probably doing better than some of these celebrities too.
Facts, like the really, really big facts. Money can't buy you happiness, because this man's literally a fucking billionaire, and look what he's doing, begging for your attention. Bar us. Anyways, that is it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Let us know what you think. Are you buying Yeezy Season 9? Because I know I ain't. I ain't. But if you are, let me know why. I'm curious. In the meantime, make sure to follow the podcast at This Black Girl Podcast. Or you can follow me directly. It is your girl Lola. You can find me at ola.miss.lola without the H. Or if you want to see some cute drawings, you can follow Pretentiously Crass on Instagram. Warning, he does not post very much. So if you're looking for content that's consistent, you won't see it yet. But it's coming. And with that being said, thank you for joining us for another week. And we look forward to seeing you next week. Bye. Bye.